and he committed suicide. This is a true story. This happened in October. It hasn't been a year. And this person is religious. This person had just been to Hajj the year before. Parents play a major role, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters. Don't put barriers. Take away. Instead of putting these barriers, let's take away these barriers. Language, race, money, wealth, social status. These are barriers that you and I put. And we're destroying the lives of our youth. You know, I tell some fathers that when you're so picky about your son-in-law, about your new son-in-law, you're not letting your daughter get married. She's in her teens, then she becomes in her 20s. And you're not letting her get married, one day destruction will come to your family. Because she's a person, after all. And she has emotions, and she has senses. If you're not going to let her get married, she's going to do it behind your back. Whether you like it or not. And this is what's going to happen. Don't put barriers. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. A word to parents and youth alike. Let's help our youth get married. This is also something important. Sometimes, you know a person that wants to get married. A young man. He's done with school. He has some money. He's raised a couple of bucks. He wants to get married, but he's not finding someone. You can help. We can help. The community can help. There's many people, even young ladies that want to get married. We can help them. How? Well, first of all, we have narrations that stress on this. We have narrations that say if you can bring two people together, if you can, quote unquote, hook them up, but in marriage, then this is something good in your balance on the Day of Judgment. This will be in your records. You'll be rewarded for this. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, أفضل الشفاعات أن يشفع بين اثنين في نكاح حتى يجمع شملهما. The best form of intercession that you want to intercede, the best favor that you want to do to your friend, get him get married. There's two ways. Some people, financially, they're capable. There's some people, they have the money, but they can't find the right person. And you know the right person. If you know two people who can and want to get married, get them together. You'll be rewarded for this. Just by introducing, do you know how much rewarding that is? Knowing that you helped build a family, that you sponsored in helping a family, building a family. Others, no, they found the other person. A young man has found a young lady to get married, but financially he's not capable. If you have the ability to help financially, or sometimes you don't have the ability, but you know someone who can help, then you can help them. The hadith says, "Addallu ala al-khayr kafa'ala." Sometimes you can't sponsor an orphan, for example, but you know someone who can financially sponsor an orphan. You come and tell him that sponsor. There's an orphan. Come and sponsor him. That person will be rewarded, and you will be rewarded because you brought him to this path. Addallu ala al-khayr kafa'ala al-khayr. If you can financially support, so be it. If you can't, you know others, have them come and financially support the youth that want to get married. In fact, I believe that in every community and in every Islamic center, there should be at least an office or a committee that raises funds for the youth that want to get married. There should be in every community, in every Islamic center, to help the youth that want to get married, that are financially incapable, to give them either grants or interest-free loans. This is a must. This is a must. We have to help our youth get married. This is the least that we can do. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Finally, a word to the youth themselves. Those that wish to get married. And by the way, if you do have intentions of getting married, you should see a psychologist first and think about it close. No, I'm just kidding. For those of you that are considering getting married, now or in the near future. A couple of words for you. First of all, and I know this is repetitive, you've heard this, but some things we have to mention. We have to mention. Because some things, it's not enough to mention them once. Look at the Qur'an. The Qur'an could mention salah once, and that's it. Allah could say, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and that's it. But how many times does Allah mention the Qur'an? How many times does Allah mention salah in the Qur'an? Several times, tens of times. How many times does Allah mention fasting and zakat and helping the poor? Lots of times. Because there's certain things that require mentioning several times. We have to be remembered because it's so important. When you get married, my dear friends, guys and girls, for both of you, when you're choosing a spouse, you have to put emotions aside. Emotions should not come in the way. When you choose a spouse, you have to think logically, wisely and logically. A lot of times, and I've seen some marriages fail because they got married for the wrong reasons. When they decided on getting married, they were emotional. They were emotional. They thought they were in love. They were amused by the opposite side's beauty or money or wealth. This means that they were marrying for the wrong reason. When you get married, my dear friends, you have to be logical. You have to be wise, as objective as possible. And this is difficult. This is really difficult. But it's possible. For guys and girls, for men and women. As tough it is to put emotions aside, but it's possible. When you're choosing a spouse, think logically, think wisely. Is this the right person for me? Can I actually spend the rest of my life with this person? And what's the number one criteria, my dear brothers and sisters? Faith. Faith is the number one criteria. When you choose a person with faith, with a religion, who's religious, you will never go wrong. You will never go wrong. You know why? Because you're not just choosing him as a husband. When you choose a guy, you're not just choosing him as a husband. You're choosing him as a what? As a father. He's going to be the father of your kids. He's going to be raising your kids. When you're choosing a lady, you're not just choosing her as a beautiful wife. She will be a beautiful wife. But at the same time, she's going to be raising your children. You're going to go off to work. And if she stays home, I don't know how many nowadays stay at home actually. But those that who stay home, they're going to be raising your kids. And God forbid, I hope that this doesn't happen in this community. You give your kids to babysitters. Because if you want to destroy your children, you give them to babysitters. Anyhow, that's another topic. Thus, you're not just choosing a spouse. You're not just choosing a husband or a wife. You're choosing a mother. You're choosing a father. The genes play a major role. The genes that will be passed down from this lady to the kids, from the father to his kids, they play a major role. One day, Umar ibn al-Khattab, the well-known Khalifa, was walking in the streets of Medina in the middle of the night. He was walking in one of the streets, in one of the neighborhoods, and all of a sudden he heard a lady drunk, drinking alcohol and fantasizing about a young man. And she's saying, هَلْ مِن سَبِيلٍ إِلَى نَصْرَ بْنِ حَجَّاجِ. Is there any way for Nasr ibn Hajjaj to fall in love with me the same way I have fallen in love with him? Umar, he heard this name, Nasr ibn Hajjaj, and he said, I'll take care of this young man. He came next day, Salat al-Subh, morning prayers. The masjid is full, the masjid is packed. After Salah, he stood up and he said, who is Nasr ibn Hajjaj? Silence. He said, I asked, who's Nasr ibn Hajjaj? A young man at the end of the masjid stood up. Beautiful young man, blue eyes, long hair. He said, Ya Nasr, why are women fantasizing about you in the middle of the night? He said, how the heck should I know? You should go and ask them, not ask me. And are they really? Apparently he was flattered for a second. He said, yes, women are fantasizing about, married women, by the way, she was married. Married women are fantasizing about you in the middle of the night. So, well, it's not my... It's not